It's Laura Molitor here again, Divine Purpose Coach and Spiritual Activist. This is our weekly Divine Purpose Insights podcast. If you like what you hear here, please subscribe and share. You can also find out more about me and what I do, schedule a one-on-one, or discover more of my writings by going to my website, beingfreenow.com. So what do you do when you're in a rut? How do you get yourself shifted up and out when you feel stuck, whether it's in a job or a lack of it, a mental state of apathy, or a relationship that feels less than right and fulfilling? Well, the whole thing about ruts is that they're not big, inescapable expanses having no end. The expression comes, of course, from the definition of a rut as being a long, deep track made by repeated passage of the wheels of a vehicle. It's something that has been developed over time. It actually derives, or the word is thought to derive, from root, or route, however you want to pronounce that. So it's just the way we've been taking for a long period of time. It doesn't mean there isn't another way, maybe just right alongside of it. Not necessarily a long stretch from where we are, but there is a new route, not traveled yet or as much, but still at the ready. So let's think a little bit more about this word and the metaphors I'm giving here and how that might help us lift out of our ruts and into untraveled, but maybe more productive and more interesting and satisfying ways to go. I think the thing about the rut is that we feel a bit entrenched, almost comfortable, though, in that little hole, and we can't see out very well at our other options. So the first thing is not to absolutely change everything you're doing and just pop out of that rut by our bootstraps and jump into something new. The first thing is to see that there is another way, is to see that there is a route that is less traveled, but still available for us to test, to try. And if we think that we aren't capable of trying something new, think of these two things. First off, the word try or test is really important to remember. You don't have to fully commit to the new way. You can test it. There's no rut there yet to get stuck in. You can try that possible new endeavor, look into it, think about what it might look like, or just expose yourself to some of the things that you might have to think or do to be a part of this new thing, this new idea. Secondly, remember that you have tried new things before. You know, in fact, the rut you're in, the one that seems created by repeated use back and over, was at one point new ground. It wasn't always a rut. It was likely new and interesting or in some way worth being involved in at the time. So you do have the absolute ability to try the new route and to develop it into something that is more freeing and less limiting and old and unexciting. See, it doesn't mean where you are is a bad place and that you need to feel regret about it. It's just that it's getting too familiar to be progressive. And you know, guess what? God demands progress from us. Life demands that we learn and grow, experience and express life in new ways, and then we get out of the trench that may hide us from the world as well, where it would absolutely benefit for us to be out in it, participating. Our world would benefit. So if you're saying, I'm too old to change or try something new, I don't want to hear that. You don't have to become a rock star, but, you know, you can if you want to. Or you don't have to try out for the Olympics, but you can if you want to. But you are not too old to get out of what is unhappy and unfulfilling. You're not too old for that. Because age is just one of those things that the rutted thought stays focused on. It gets to be an excuse. It's the why I can't, not the what if I try. In fact, as we progress in life, we should be turning not to those excuses, but to our own wisdom, our own inner voice listen to it. The one that says, this isn't good enough. This place or situation I'm in isn't good anymore. I know better. I know myself better. And in this, I'm unwilling to settle for the rut. I want out. That's why you're seeing it as a rut, because you don't want to be there anymore. So no one really wants to be in a rut. No one wants to feel stuck. Yes, we might like that familiar ritual and pattern. And maybe we like making excuses about it or complaining about it too. But you know, if we're happy in those patterns, then stick with them. That's not a rut. We're just content. Nothing wrong with that. Don't judge that either. But if we aren't happy and we're feeling restless, then that's probably our inner voice, really God's voice telling us, let's see what other route there is. Let's take a step out and see what does look appealing and inviting. Let's, without getting ahead of ourselves, let's put our foot onto some less traveled ground and just take a step. And let's know that we're not doing this alone. If God's guiding you out of the rut of either doing the same thing without joy or even repeating the same thoughts over and over, ruminating is a rut, then God will surely protect you as you explore and listen and ponder new things, new ideas, new inspiration, new guidance. Rejoice in the fact that there is another way. And that you don't have to know what it is, but only that it is. You know, already that thought moves us toward new ideas. Whether it's literally new things to do with our life, or to handle the circumstance that we're in, or just new ways to think about things, new ways to see ourselves. We're seeing ourselves maybe with fresh eyes as being ready and worthy and innocent and free and capable. Those shifts in thought are already getting you out of the rut, because it's really the thought that's gotten entrenched, I think, and the behaviors and the scenarios have just sort of naturally followed. A rut is not something you have to live with or mourn over. It's something that is simply being seen as no longer a satisfying way to live your life. Be willing to recognize that you're ready to move out of it and that God is going to help you do that. You can sit and blame your circumstances or blame yourself or blame another for the state you seem to be in, but that doesn't do any good. And God doesn't care. I mean by that, the reason is not an obstacle to the rescue. And even the rut, the ground already well traveled, is not to blame. It was yesterday's tried and true way. Today it's time for a change. And you're ready, or you wouldn't be dissatisfied. So if you're feeling like you're in a rut, have some fun dreaming about what it would look like out of that rut. What would you be doing or seeing or being? That's the map right there. It's at least an initial map to use. It'll start guiding you into something else, I think. And let me know if you want some help with this. I really love helping people explore new territory. I'm always game for that in my own life, too. Contact me at lauramolitor@gmail.com. And we can set up a time to talk, or email me with your questions and comments as well. I'd just love to hear from you. Enjoy your weekend, and I'll see you next week.